Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Gil Amir ben Penina and Rabbi Avram Shraga ben Malka Esther. They should have bracha v'atzlacha v'chol ma'aseh them and their whole families. The topic of the shir is Eidei Kiyum of Geirishin, Reb Meir, Reb Elazar, Eidei Chasima Karasi, Eidei Mesira Karasi, Mir Tashem. We're going to see beautiful Torah. And we will begin with Tosfos. Tosfos, Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph. Right to prove that according to Rebbe Elazar, that Eidei Mesira Karasi, that it is those who witness the passing of the get from the man to the woman who are creating the divorce, that you have to have Eidei Mesira. And the only purpose of Eidei Chasima is L'raya, just as a proof that this get was given. So that's just a raya. If you have a get with the Eidei Chasima, that proves the get, but it isn't going to actually make the Geirishim. What does it is the Eidei Mesira. And then they added that Rabbeinu Tam was Ragi Loimar, that even according to Rav Meir, we require Eidim Bishas Nisinas HaGet, even according to Rav Meir, that Eidei Chasima Karsi, and it's enough to have the signatures, but you also need witnesses when the get is passed over, because ein davar shebe'erva pachot mishnayim, because davar shebe'erva requires a minimum of two. Very, very interesting. If you read Tosfos carefully, you will have the insight that it is only afterwards, when they bring Rabbeinu Tam down, that they come to this chiddush that according to Reb Meir, you need two people witnessing the passing of the get, passing over of the get, because ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. But it's mashma that until now that wasn't true. According to Reb Meir, medar finished, we don't require eidei mesira. All we need is eidei chasim. And afterwards, they added on the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. And the question is, mehechi tesi? It's davar shebe'erva, ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. So why would it be different than kedushei kesef and Bia? You need Eidei Kiyum for the Chalois of the Kiddushin. Obviously here also, we need Eidim for the Kiyum. You need two people to witness the passing over of the get. So you're right, you need the Eidei Chasimar Karsi. They're the ones who cut it off, but you also need people to witness that she got the get, that he handed over the get to her. If he doesn't hand over the get to her, then it's nothing. So, ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. Eidei chasima are not eidei mesira. Not like the shita of the Ran in Perek HaMegaresh, that eidei chasima are considered eidei mesira. No. Since Tosfos holds that according to Rabbi Lazar, it's not enough to have Eidei Chasima. So they obviously hold their two different things, Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira. If that's the case, then how is it enough just to have Eidei Chasima when Ein Davar Shebe'erva Pachas Mishnayim? So when you do Kedushei Kesef, there have to be witnesses. Kedushei Bia, there have to be witnesses. We need Eidei Kiyum. So how can you go here without the witnesses that the event happened? So that's the Kasha. So answers Hagoyin Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that Abaye holds in numerous places in Shas that Eidov bechasum of zachinlo, when Eidim sign a shtar kinyan with their chasima, they are already mizake the koine with this item. So writes Tosim Bov Mitzia and Avchof Omer Aleph Dibur Amaschil Shoiver, that this is only a takanas chachamim, but the Maharshal there writes that that's dafka lefi madisfir leila Abaye. That's only because Abaye holds like Rebbe Lazar that eidei mesira karsi, but according to Rebbe Meir that eidei chasima karsi. If you hold eidei mesira karsi, so then chasimas aren't so chashiv, it can only be a takanas chachamim eidov b'chasum of zochinla. But if you hold zok the Maharshal like Rebbe Meir that Eidei Chasima Karsi, so you see that the Eidei Chasima are very choshuv, so Eidav Bechasum of Zachinlo, the fact that they're Mzaka with their signature, that is Midina Doiraisis. So when it comes to other shtaris, the etzim chasima already creates the kinyan. It's a din d'oraisa. It's not just the takanas chachamim ayin sham and the maharsha. Adds the achi ezer, Reb Chaim Ozer, and Evna Ezer, simen chofches, osir aleph. That's what it says in Tosis and Bava Metzia on Yotes Amid Aleph, Divra Maschi Veleichosh, that they write, Legabe Get, that we don't say Eidav Chasum of Zochin Lo. Why? Because it's a chov hula, it's a chov, and therefore there can't be an immediate zchus for the woman, because it's a chov. Now, if we're dealing with a get, the discussion is not mitzat takonas chachamim. This is not shayich in a get. You can't be matir an iser eishes ish or a yevam al ashuk al takonas chachamim of eidav bechasum zaken lo. So bal korchenu that the nidon is dina d'oraisa. So zok da'achiyezu have arrived for the maharsha from the fact that they bring in the inyan of get like abeidav bechasum zaken lo. So it must be that we're talking, Abai is talking on a Doraisa level, because by on a get, it has to be on a Doraisa level. So that's like the Maharsha, that we're not talking here about a Takanas Chachamim, according to Reb Meir, but rather it would be a Din Doraisa. Wow, so the Nidon is Din Doraisa, according to Reb Meir, and this is like the Maharsha, that the Din of Eidav Chasum Zaken Lo is Min HaTorah. However, HaDvarim Tzrichim Biur Tuva, this requires a lot of explanation, because Mehechi Tesi, we should say that according to Rav Meir, Eidav Chasum Zochen Lo is Midina. Mehechi Tesi, Chasima Se'edim Legarsha can be Beloy Nesinas HaGet. How can that be if not for the fact that it was a Chova? Again, Abaye says Eidav Chasum Zaken Lo. That's because he holds that's only at Takanas Chachamim. That's only like Rebbe Lozer. But according to Rav Meir, Eidav Chasum Zochen Lo is Din Doraisa. And the Raya is that Legabe Get, Tosfos says, doesn't work. Meaning according to Rav Meir, because it's a Chovla. But you see, you're talking on a Doraisa level. But Mehechi Tesi, that just with signatures, Rav Meir would hold, that just with signatures, there's already a schus, seder, but mehechi teisi that chasima se edim legarsha below nesinas haget, the edim, the signatures on the shtar haget, seder. Akona with the shtar and they sign the shtar edim chasum zaken. Great, but to divorce without giving her the get, if not for the fact that it was a chova, mehechi teisi. So you see from Tosis and the Maharsha, like Hagoyin Reb Shimon Shkop explains, that the yisod of the din of Eide Chasima Karsi is not that the Eidim create a Shtar Kinyan, like we always thought, since we were like 4 years old. No. Be'emes, Kvar Al Yidei Chasima Se'edim, we already make a Haknoah. We already make a Haknoah with the Chasima Se'edim. Wow! And the explanation is that Be'emes, we find nowhere a chalois shem shel maisa kinyan without a hakna. There's no inyan of mashiach and chazaka without a hakna. And if so, it's not shayach, a shem, shtar kinyan without a kinyan. Mashiach and Chazaka go with a Kenyan, otherwise they're not called Mashiach and Chazaka. Also, the Suder doesn't have a Shem Suder, the Fnei HaKenyan. In other words, it's meaningless to make a Kenyan before you make the Kenyan Suder, so the Suder has no halachic value, no halachic significance. It's only when it actually makes the hakna, then it's called the kinyan suder. When you make the kinyan mishicha, when you make the kinyan chazaka, it's not called mishicha and chazaka until you did the actual kinyan. And if that's the case, that there's no inyan of mishicha and chazaka without a hakna, and there's no shame shall maisa kinyan without a hakna, So if that's the case, it's not shaykh to talk about a shem shtar kinyan without a kinyan. You can't have a mashicha without a kinyan, you can't have a chazaka without a kinyan, you can't have a shtar without a kinyan. It's not called a shtar without a kinyan. You, the moment you turn it into a shtar, you made a kinyan. Wow. So Baal Korchenu, that the etzem asiyas hashtar already creates a Torah's maisa hakna. And therefore, on the shtar can be chal a shem shtar kinyan. How does it get a shem shtar kinyan? When the shtar is poil, when it becomes a shtar kinyan, it's poil hakna. And that's pshat, eidah v'chasum of zochenlo. Ve'al derech zu, with a get, shebe'asiyas haget al yidei eidim, yesh kvar teres ma'isa gerishin. Because otherwise it's not shayich that the get should have a shame get, and that it should have koyach gerishin. The only way a get is going to be a get and have koyach gerishin is if when you signed it, it already made a kinyan. And therefore, it's muchach from the sheet of Rav Meir that Eidah b'chasum zaken lo, that etzem asiyas hashtar v'chalusoi is poil achalos zechi and kinyan. And also with a get, b'chasimas haget, yesh kan ma'isa gerishin. But there's one ma'akev. The ma'akev is that you can't have a chalos kinyan unless it's a midi the schus. And this is a midi de chova, this is a chova for her. A get who wants to get divorced. If you ask divorced women, some of them say they would, but in general, in theory, nobody gets married wanting to get divorced. That I haven't heard yet. Get is a chova, and the woman loses her mizonos, and she loses her support, right? So there's no chalos gerishin until the get comes into her hands. But even with a get, etzem asiyas haget, himaisa gerishin. Otherwise, it's not shaykh that it should be chal on the chasima, a din of a get. How does it have a din get? The answer is because by the etzem chasima, you're creating this gerishin. Just there's a ma'akev. The ma'akev is that it's a chova. Since it's a chova, until she gets it, the fat lady hasn't sang. It ain't over. It ain't over till she gets it. Because it's a chova. So in other words, listen to the lamdas. There was already a ma'isa gerishin when they signed the get, according to Rav Meir. That's what creates this get. If it wouldn't be a ma'isa gerishin, it wouldn't create the get. It would be garnished. The get would be garnished. So, when the get is signed, there is already a ma'isa gerishin, and the only thing stopping us is we have to hand it to her because it's a midi d'chayva. But if it would be a schus, so the ma'isa hakna is mechel l'kinyan immediately. The signing of the shtar is mechel l'kinyan immediately. So this is all only if we say that, like Lashitas Rashi in the Ramban, that like Tosfos, that get is like a shtar kinyan. So since get is like a shtar kinyan, so it's not shaykh to create a get without a kinyan. Then the signatures would be meaningless if there was no kinyan when they signed. So since it's a shtar kinyan, it has to be that when they sign it, according to Rav Meir, there's already a kinyan made. Mashenken, if you hold like Rashi in the Rambam, it gets not a shtar kinyan, it's seder ma'isa gerishin, then you don't have to come on to this. There doesn't have to be a hakna miyad, because it's bechal not a shtar kinyan. And that, Amir Tzashem, is a future topic. So the only way to create a shtar kinyan is with a kinyan. Otherwise, it wouldn't create a shtar kinyan. Just like you can't have mashicha and chazaka without a kinyan. Because to create a shtar kinyan, that's Rav Shimon's yisod. You need a kinyan. So that's all l'shitas Rav Meir. But the Rebbe Lazar, he doesn't hold of this whole mahalach. And it would appear that Bemis, that's the yisod shitas Rav Lazar. Because he holds that when you make the shtar, when you create the shtar, there's no hakana. And there's no asiyas chalos kinyan v'gerishin. And therefore he says that the Eidei Chasima don't create a shtar. The Yesod is the only way to create a shtar, the shtar kinyan, if you hold together the shtar kinyan. The only way to create this shtar kinyan is if a kinyan is done with the Chasimos. Since Rebbe Lazar holds that a kinyan is not done with the Chasimos, therefore, he's of the opinion that Eidei Mesira Karsi. He holds that it has to be Eidei Mesira. Since he holds that when you make the shtar, there's no inyan of akna. Since there's no inyan of akna, it can't be Eidei Chasima Karsi. Because then there would, if you would say Eidei Chasima Karsi, then there would have to be inyan akna immediately when you signed it. But since he holds that there's no inyan akna when you sign the shtar, therefore he can't hold Eidei Chasima Karsi. He has to hold Eidei Mesira Karsi. So the only way you can create this Torah's get, this Shtar Kinyan, is with a Hakana. It must be, when does it become a Shtar Kinyan? Al Yidei HaMasir V'Agerishin. Lo Chol Din Shtar El Yidei HaMasir V'Agerishin. You have to pass it over. When he gives it over to her, that's when it's going to get its Din Shtar. But it doesn't have a Din Shtar when you just sign it. Since you don't have, it doesn't have a Din Shtar since it doesn't have an Inyan of Hakana when you sign it, it must be that Eidei Chasima aren't the ones who are Karsi. And therefore, what is Karsi? The Mesira. That's what makes it into a Shtar Kinyan. So since you have only a Shtar Kinyan when he gives it over to the woman, so it must be that Eidei Mesira Karsi. The Hain Divrei Amar Shah, that according to Rebbe Lazar, the Din of Eidei V'Chasim of Zochinlo is only at Takanas Chachamim. Because he holds that with the Etzim signing of a Shtar, you're not creating a Shtar Kinyan. Takanas Chachamim, but it's not Doraisa. And Rav Meir holds it's Medina. The second you sign the shtar, it's a shtar kinyan. What kinyan is being made here when you sign the shtar kinyan? The divorce. Why isn't she divorced before you give it to her? Because of the rule that it's a chov hula, and therefore with signing it's not enough. It has to be handed to her. Zaken ladim shelo b'fanav ein chavin shelo b'fanav. Based on what we said, we can understand the first opinion in Tosfos before the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. That according to Rav Meir, we would not require Eidim B'Shas Nesinas Haget. And we said, according to Rav Meir, you wouldn't require Eidim B'Shas Nesinas Haget? How's that Shaykh? Maishna Mekedusha Kesef Ubiya, that you need Eidim. Of course here you need Eidim. So the answer is no. Since the Shitas Reb Meir, even though the Kedushin aren't Chal until it comes into her hand, nevertheless, there is Be'etzim Asiyas Haget Shem Maisa Gerishin. And therefore, he holds that since B'Shas Maisa, there were Eidim, L'Kiyuma D'Milsa, when you made this Shtar, there were Eidim. They were Eidim, and there was a Maisa Gerishin, the Eidei Chasima, Atzman. They themselves are the Eidim for the Maisa Gerishin. Then you don't need Eidim B'Shas HaNesina. They made the Gerishin with their signatures. And then you can just hand it to her without Eidim. Because they have people, they have two people here. Witnessing. You have two people here witnessing the Gerushin, the people who signed the Shtar. And Rabbeinu Tam was Mechadesh that since Shas Chalois Gerushin is Bizman Nesina Liyada, therefore we also require B'Shas Nesina. So we conclude here. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends. A lot more to say. Hopefully we'll say it soon.